And of course, it's time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sunny Young. Happy Wednesday, Sunny.
Happy Wednesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you have lots and lots of African football news for us this evening.
Kim, joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sunny, and good evening to all the football lovers around the continent.
David, on Saturday in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, will announce the host countries of both the 2019 and 2021 Nations Cup tournaments. How is it shaping up?
Yeah, it's interesting, Sonny. As you said, it's both 19 and the 21 hosts. Now, of course, FIFA did this. They chose Russia for 2018 and Qatar for the 2022 World Cups. A lot of criticism of that. They felt you shouldn't do two hosts at the same time. And afterwards, Sepp Blatter, the FIFA president, admitted that he felt that was a mistake. So it's going to be interesting to see how the CAF one works out. Now, you've got five countries, Sonny, and three of them are bidding for 19 and 21, and two for just 19. Let's take a snapshot of each of the five candidates. I'm going to go in alphabetical order. First of all, Algeria, they're bidding, Sonny, for 2019 and 2021. They have previously hosted the Cup of Nations in 1990, and they went on to win that competition, beating Nigeria 1-0 in the final. Their proposed venues are Algiers, Annaba, Blida, and Oran, where there are established stadiums in all those venues. And their showpiece stadium is the 5th of July stadium in Algiers, and that's got a capacity of 70,000. So it's a strong bid, Sonny. The big problem with the Algerians is how are the CAF executive committee going to react to the fact that a Cameroonian, Albert Ebosse, was killed by a piece of slate recently at a league match in Algeria. I think that's the big question mark around the Algerian bid. If we move on now to Cameroon, they're bidding only for 2019. They previously hosted the competition way back in 1972, a long time ago. Their proposed venues are Bafoussam, Douala, Garoua, Limbe, and the capital city, Yaoundé. And their showpiece stadium is in Yaoundé, the capital. It's the Stade Amadou Ahidjo, and it's got a capacity of 38,000. Now, my immediate thought with that figure, Sonny, is that's going to have to be bolstered a bit because presumably that is where Cameroon would want to host the final. And I think you are looking at least 50,000, if not higher, for a stadium that wants to host the final of the Africa Cup of Nations. The third bid, and I've got a sense these are the outsiders, it's Guinea. They're bidding for both 2019 and 2021. They've never hosted the Cup of Nations. Their proposed venues are Conakry, the capital, Cancan, Labé, and Nazaré Corée. Apart from Conakry, not venues that I think are particularly well known around Africa. And their showpiece stadium is the Stade Nongo that's in Conakry and it holds 50,000. Now, I mentioned Ebosse as being a potential problem, Sonny, for Algeria. And I'm just wondering, what effect will the deadly Ebola virus currently gripping Guinea, what effect that is actually going to have on the delegations? The 2019 and 2021 Cup of Nations are some time off. But as you mentioned to me pre-show, people tend to think in the here and now. And I think that's potentially going to maybe count against the Guinea bid. My belief, they are the outsiders among the five. Moving on to the fourth candidate, it's Ivory Coast or Cote d'Ivoire. They're bidding, Sonny, for both 2019 and 2021. They were hosts way back in 1984. Their proposed venues are the capital Abidjan, Bouaké, Korhogo, and San Pedro. And their showpiece stadium is the Stade Félix Houphouët-Boigny, named after a former president of Ivory Coast. And that's in Abidjan with a capacity of 45,000. And last but certainly not least, bidding only for 2019 are Zambia. Interestingly, they were awarded the 1988 tournament but had to withdraw because of a lack of finance. They proposed six venues, although it doesn't necessarily mean that they will play matches at all six. What you do need are a minimum of four venues. The Zambian selections are Chilila Bombwe, Chingola, Kitwe, Livingstone, Lusaka, and Ndola. And their showpiece stadium, as we've highlighted already on the Voice of America,
Voice of America,
is the recently opened National Heroes Stadium in Lusaka. And that's got a capacity of 50,000. It is really impressive. It will be a very good setting indeed for an Africa Cup of Nations final. And just a note for some people who may remember that the Democratic Republic of Congo were also on that original list. They were bidding for 219. They withdrew. How it works, Sonny, is the executive committee of CAF, 14 gentlemen, and interestingly, including representatives from Cameroon, Algeria, Zambia, and Guinea, they will vote. Each person has got one vote, and they will decide who win the hosting rights. CAF, as FIFA also do, they sent a delegation, a four-man group, to each of those countries to check out various things, stadiums, hotels, medical facilities, communications, sort of essential parts of any package for the Cup of Nations. Now, on top of that, on Friday this week, on the eve of the decision, each country will be given 30 minutes to present their case. What I've also done, Sonny, prior to coming on your show, is I decided to have a look at who the previous hosts were. For example, the top two are Egypt and Ghana. They've hosted the event four times each. But I was more interested in which regions in Africa have the Africa Cup of Nations has been hosted in. And the north and the west are out in front. They've had 10 each. The east has had five, although not any for a long time now. And then you have the center and the south with just three each. So they're trailing. So it seems, Sonny, as if the north and the west are the most popular venues, and the center and the south have some catching up to do.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. And we'll catch up with David some more later this week, right here on the Sunny Side of Sports.
The best footballers must have dedication and teamwork. And to end malaria, we need this same unity. Malaria stops footballers from scoring and children from learning. Join with footballer Didier Drogba.
Malaria is preventable and treatable.
Join with leaders like President Kikwete.
United, we can beat malaria.
More African football news now on the VOA. And here's our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
The Confederation of African Football, CAF, clarified in Cairo, Egypt, that the suspension of football matches in Guinea following the outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus remains in force, contrary to media speculation in Guinea's capital, Conakry. CAF suspended football in the Mano River region to limit the spread of the Ebola virus that is ravaging communities in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. CAF Executive Committee will review the situation at their meeting in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, this coming weekend. On a more promising note, Nigeria Football Federation Secretary General Ahmed Musa told the media in Abuja that they will hold the first of two extraordinary Congress meetings in Warri, Delta State, South Nigeria on Saturday, as directed by the World Football Governing Body, FIFA. Musa clarified that the first General Assembly will pave the way for a second extraordinary Congress to elect a new NFF board. The election of a new NFF board was at the center of the turmoil that recently gripped Nigerian football, with FIFA threatening to suspend Nigeria from international football. The uncertain and tense situation significantly affected the campaign of the African champions and Nigeria Super Eagles in their first two group qualifiers for the 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. We recently started a new segment at my Facebook page titled EPL Question of the Week, with the question, yes, dealing with English Premier League football. This week's segment, though, is EPL Questions, plural, Questions of the Week. And here we go. Top of the table, Chelsea takes on defending champion Manchester City Sunday. Who are you picking? And do you think Didier Drogba will score his first goal of the EPL season before Ivorian countryman Yaya Toure? This Facebook segment is produced by VOA's Downtown Brown. And if Downtown likes your response, he'll give you a shout-out during Friday's Sunny Side of Sports show. Taking a quick look at the early in-season English Premier League standings, with each club having played four matches, the Blues of Chelsea top the table with the maximum 12 points. Aston Villa is next with 10 points, followed by Swansea with 9. Three clubs are on 7 points: Southampton, defending champion Manchester City, and Tottenham Hotspur. Arsenal and Liverpool have 6 points each. Finally, here's a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to Ivorian footballer Bakary Koné, who's celebrating his 33rd birthday today, Wednesday. Bakary is the older brother of Aruna Koné, a striker for Everton in, yes, the English Premier League. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you.